Having the ability to transform the way people lead is probably one of the most important things you can do to enhance the evolution of any team, organization, and the consequent achievements that they are capable of delivering. So it gets to be something that's pretty important, and that's why there is the endless production of books about leadership. However, of course, when you get down to it, you don't learn this out of a book. It ultimately comes down to the how-tos of how do I interact effectively with people, and indeed, including myself. It'd kind of be a good idea if I could lead myself as well as other people. And thus we're into how-to land, and so skills that are to do with being able to engage effectively with oneself and others become paramount. Now, being able to do that is important for just about any individual, and the benefits for a company when people know how to do it, of course, is that staff become better managers and leaders. They improve their ability to manage themselves. They improve their ability to manage conflict with others. Staff will be able to build longer-lasting client relationships, which is an interesting byproduct and often one that's not noticed or thought of initially when you start looking at how to develop leadership in people. But they also, of course, become better all-round communicators, and thus what you end up with is stronger leadership, which ripples outwards and has an impact on how people perceive the individual, the company, the team. So once you get into thinking, well, okay, this is a good thing, but how does one do it? Now we're into the how-tos, and I think this is the piece which so often has been, for me, the difference that makes a difference, and why I find that, virtually all of my work comes through word of mouth referral, and the same is true of the programs that we run. We don't spend vast budgets on advertising them. It's very much, I've done this, I found it really worked. Maybe you want to try it as well. And when it comes down to it, the essence of what it is that enables people to do something more effectively than before is essentially there are some key components, and they are giving people the how-tos, making sure that they can be at their best, showing people how to take control, and enabling them to deal with conflict of any description, not just out there, but inside themselves as well. Now, those are four key elements. And if you know how to deal with the practicalities because you've got the how-tos, if you know how to be at your best in pretty much any situation because you can change your internal way of thinking and your internal state, if you know how to take control both of yourself and of situations, and if you know how to deal with conflict wherever it may arise, guess what? Of course, you have the capacity to be far more influential, far more effective, and you consequently end up potentially being able to lead others in a way that is going to be enormously beneficial for them because you become a real influencer. So you get this really interesting consequence that in learning how-to skills, you create stronger leadership, but you also create more subtle, more nuanced leadership. And that means that people understand more about how other people tick. Of course, they also understand more about how they tick. And that, as I have said before, that sort of magic combination of knowing how to do that and that having literally how-tos rather than I know it's probably possible, but I just can't actually practically do it. When you know how to, you've got a way of transforming the way that pretty much anybody leads. And so there's enormous value here in being able to create compelling futures, learn to think strategically, but yes, also being able to get on with people. It's kind of fundamental. And those how-to skills, I think, are ultimately what has made probably the biggest difference in working with people, because it gives them confidence that they can learn something, practically apply it, see a benefit, which then reinforces their belief in that, excuse me, their belief in their ability to then continue learning, continue improving, continue being more effective, and be a better leader. So they have an understanding of a route to improved performance, which becomes very empowering. And consequently, for me, being able to do that in the form of a practical program, which we have been delivering for gosh, many years now, endlessly revised because of the new material that is coming out of the neurosciences, this gets to be fantastically empowering and very inspiring. So, tell you more next time.